Welcome to Sun Sessions. My name is Corey. I'm here with Lorenzo, Chris, and Justin Weir from Lumberjerk Records. And before we get into this conversation about several comps that are going on and kind of the backstory of Lumberjerk Records, I think it might be interesting to kind of let our listeners know what we're doing. We have released our third song, and actually the fourth song once the, well, When an AZ is already out at this point. We have our four singles out. This is our fourth episode of our podcast for the month of April, and Lorenzo is getting married.
I am. Yay! In a week tomorrow, which would be Sunday.
Yeah, so that's terrific. We just came back from his bachelor party. It was pretty rad. Also, on my crazy monkey brain, last night we played in a church, not a Christian service, but a, I believe, is it a converted church, Justin?
Or
is it a church by day, but at night they have all age shows?
Pretty much that, and I think it's awesome. I met the pastor there. It's this lady. I think her name was Mary, and she was just...
Was she the one at the door?
No, she was just kind of wandering around. She was super stoked about the whole thing. I was very nervous going up to her and being like, can we go on the stage and plug in the power supply? She was like, whatever, man, it's all good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I heard her telling someone else, like, you know, churches change. Like, it doesn't have to be like it was in the old days. We want to be more welcoming. I was really into that.
That's refreshing.
I had this... crazy thought that the entire time I was up there that I was going to be smited for every thought that I didn't actually vocalize on stage. And it's one of those things that I got wrapped up into a moment, and it went dark in my head. And I, according to these guys, I didn't let on, but it was one of the situations, and I'm sure that every person in a band's had the situation where they're just like, why am I still doing this to myself? You know, like,
I had the same feeling last night as well. Yeah. But that happens at a lot of shows.
So I'm just using this space to get something off my chest. And,
it's very therapeutic.
Yeah, thank you. Let's move on to Lumberjerk Records. So today we have Justin, who originally was on our second episode with Celebration Guns. But today we're actually talking about something very different. We've got some big things coming up in the month of April, which this podcast will be out by then. So hopefully you can check out those two events. And I just kind of want to start with Justin. Tell us a little bit about the history of Lumberjerk in particular, and why you wanted to put out a local-based record label.
I like to go back to when I first really got into music, which was probably about sixth grade. So we're talking 94. By 96, I had discovered this record label called Tooth & Nail Records. And Tooth & Nail Records really changed my entire life with music, because they had not only punk music, but they had actual, like, legit sounding indie music, shoegaze, like Starflyer 59.
Yeah,
like, I was listening to that kind of stuff, like, way before I probably normally would have found out, because Tooth & Nail just kind of put out anything. Like, you know, I mean, not necessarily country music, but they were willing to kind of expand their styles a lot. So that opened me up to a lot. And I just remember sitting there looking at their, you know, with their cassettes or whatever, they'd have like a foldout of all their releases and pictures of the bands. And I was like, this is so cool. Like, I would love to do something like this. So I think back then the record label idea was like, this is something that I could dream of. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it. And obviously there weren't as many record labels back then, but that got it in my head. Not only that, but to play in a band. And this probably sounds a little dorky, but like MXPX was sort of the band that made me think if they could do it, I could do it. Again, this is when they first started, and they actually were kind of punk rock in their own way.
They've
gotten a lot poppier over the years. But my friend told me in seventh grade, like, hey, there's this band. They're Christians. They don't have any cussing, but they sound like Green Day. And I listened, and they were more punk than Green. Like, they were just very kind of raw.
Yeah.
And my first band, we actually covered an MXPX song from their first album. I kind of got into, like, a DIY spirit more with bands, I'd say, in the last, like, 5 to 10 years. Specifically, there's this band I played in called Weird Ladies right before Celebration Guns. And I started making cassette tapes, basically on a boombox, like, recording from a CD to a cassette. And then my friend Adam Lovelady, that was the basis of the band name, was Justin Weird, which is what I got called in grade school.
I'm bringing it back.
And then Adam Lovelady, I mean, that last name just opens up to a lot of stuff. So we decided on Weird Ladies, and he did like the artwork, and we put these tapes all around town. And I mean, they got a little bit of local attention. Like, Weird Ladies was on the top, you know, 15 bands of 2011 or something. And I was really into the idea of going into the stores, talking to the places, and it wasn't necessarily a record label, but it's similar to what I'm doing now. What kind of spawned me to actually finally do it was I did a rock lottery in 2015, and my friend told me that I won the lottery that year because I ended up in a band with Jim Adkins from Jimmy Eat World.
Nice.
And,
humble brag.
You know, Jim was like, hey, let's record a couple of these songs. And I was like, my life is going to change now. And so we recorded them, and there was some talk about it like becoming a thing, but he obviously has a lot of other obligations. So it was kind of not something that worked out the way that I thought it would, but I'm like, you know, this has got to get out there somewhere, somehow. Like, these songs are cool. It's interesting because Jim swore a lot in those songs, and Jimmy Eat World has, I don't think, any swearing in any of their albums that I can remember.
Yeah.
There might be a Damn or Hell in there, but
yeah,
they're pretty conservative in that way. And this is just like, yeah, full on. Like, it's like he was just getting out some demons in these songs.
Okay.
So, and it just went Bob Saget.
And are those original like tastes? I think you actually did some recording of those songs, right?
Yeah, we did a single of two of the songs.
And where are those songs? Are they buried in the vault?
They're just on tape, because what happened is Jim told me basically because of his label, like, we couldn't even put those up for streaming. Like, so you have to actually seek those out and find them. There's this old local band called Ruben's Accomplice that I really liked. And for some reason, their YouTube account posted a video of them pressing play and like the two songs play out. That's like pretty much the only place online you can hear them. Mm. Otherwise, you got to buy the tapes, and I mean, they're technically still up for sale. So what happened was, I was like, this is our way to start this label, because I really wanted to start it on a release that might get some attention from people.
Absolutely.
So me and my friend Josh Rodriguez had kind of been throwing out the idea of doing a label, and we thought this is a good opportunity. He came up with the name St. Joseph. Mm-hmm. So again, this was like early 2015. So we decided to do that. He came up with a logo, and a lot of it kind of turned into me sort of running the whole thing. And I think that was sort of the odd thing there, was it was his logo, his label name, but it was kind of me trying to keep the spirit alive for it. And it didn't really feel natural to me, the whole St. Joseph thing. Mm-hmm. And of course, people thought it was a charity label from the very beginning, because when we released this Wet Lab tape, that was the name of the rock lottery band, was Wet Lab. But it had to do with alcohol,
okay,
not with like a wet Labrador. So that was our first release that kind of kicked off the whole thing. We did the single, and from there we just started putting out friends, bands like Luau, who recently are deceased.
R.I.P.
Which actually had lunch with Evan recently. Actually,
oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hate him. Do you? I'm just kidding. No. Yeah, that's too bad that they're not playing anymore. But Evan's a good guy. Paper Foxes, we did a tape for them. There's a band called Spoiled. That was Josh's contribution, was this band Spoiled, which I really liked. They're kind of more of a heavy screaming punk band.
Okay.
That we put out. And Little Lonesome Wilderness put out their tape. It got to a point where I just wasn't really feeling like it was my thing. Like, my personality and spirit wasn't really coming out in it. I felt like it was very sterile. I mean, the reason we chose St. Joseph is because it's a hospital in Arizona where a lot of people were born. So we're like, well, this is born out of Arizona. Like, I was, you know, that's the hospital I was delivered in, that Josh was delivered in. But Josh wasn't really spending a lot of time on it. He's got a lot going on. He does select shows. He's always in a lot of different bands. So I sort of fell off from that, wasn't putting any attention into it. And then I was like, well, I think what I want to do now is put out a compilation. Back in like 2012, I was almost going to start Lumberjerk Records and make that a thing, but then I didn't end up doing it. And then, you know, 3 years later, St. Joseph happened.
So what is a Lumberjerk?
According to Urban Dictionary, it's something that someone says after a cashier at Home Depot overcharges them for planks of wood.
Okay.
They call him a lumberjerk.
But it doesn't really actually sound entirely like you.
It's really nothing at
all. So it's a thing?
It's just like a fun name. That kind of makes sense for me, I guess, because of the beard.
And your love of plaid.
And the axe that I'm always carrying.
Yeah. Fucking Paul Bunyan over here.
The beanie that I always wear.
Your big blue ox. Okay, on the record, I did call him a homeless person in San Diego.
I think we both did.
Because I was wearing a beanie.
He was not happy with
that. It was literally me, but with a beanie.
Yeah.
And somehow adding that beanie made me homeless, which I don't understand.
I said, I don't know whether I should give you a dollar or a sandwich right now.
But he was
and
like
he was very offended. And
but
and
it was like homeless chic though. He had like
yeah,
nice shoes.
But I will say, I will say to Ryan's credit, he defended you to the nth degree.
He did. Ryan's always been a good defender of my honor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I currently have a dog on my lap.
Yeah, Dixon's like, I want to be on the microphone, mister.
Yeah, he's trying to spit some
hello,
hot fire.
I want to be on the podcast.
That's Dixon's voice, by the way.
Wiener Dog Records started in the summer of 2011, mister.
So I do want to kind of continue on your timeline here. And I also want to ask, because your Tooth and Nail Records piece, it sounded like one of the things that was very important to you was the idea of variety. So I want to go into that. What's your vision? So
with Lumberjerk, for the actual releases of a band I put out, not necessarily the comp, but the release, I want it to be bands that I really feel strongly about their music. And so far we got Sun System, who are terrible, but
Dumb
System. I just did them a favor.
We're called a shit system.
No, the thing about Sun System is they're the first band that I heard that I was like, I have to be involved in this in a long time.
What specifically do you think? I mean, what stood out to you?
Oh, you want me to just flatter you?
Yeah, I want you to shower us.
Well, yeah.
Drums.
After last night's...
last night was an existential crisis, so I think we need
a
pick.
Yeah, we need a little bit of a shot in the arm, as Corey would say.
Yeah, we need a shot in the arm.
Daisy's like, give it to me, dude. Oh, yeah.
By the way, also, side note, before he flowers us with compliments, I think he does have the softest dog I've ever felt in my life.
She's like silk.
It's literally like you went to Build-A-Bear and you got a dog.
That's what I was.
Alive.
That's what I've always dreamt of.
And then
of.
You squeeze her and, you know, she sings.
Exactly.
Well, Sun System, I mean, I definitely understand the shoegaze thing. I don't listen to a lot of it, but I listen to some. And I just feel like you pulled it off. And it's the song Smiles With No Teeth. I just felt like sounded like not like a local band. It's a really well-written song. That part. The face on the screen, the savior you're looking for. But that part, like, I love that part.
Oh, right.
It
on.
Just gets in my head.
I
it
like
gets
that,
in
that.
My head. But,
if you've never seen us, that's exactly how it sounds.
I was just like, this is a band
silky,
that
vocals.
I could get behind because I like what they're doing. They seem like nice guys. So that was, after the compilation we did, that was the first release, and there's Danger. You know, I asked them to be on the comp, and they were like, well, you want to be part of this EP release? And based on some songs I'd heard them put out earlier, I had already thought, like, I wonder if I should try to be a part of something they're doing, because this is some good stuff. So it is sort of like a general, I guess you could call it indie, like not super aggressive vibe of the bands. I'd say between Celebration Guns, which is just inevitably part of Lumberjerk, and Sun System, and There's Danger. But I think, you know, that could change. I don't think I'm going to wildly vary between, you know, putting out ska bands and stuff. It's going to be, if it's a band that I really believe in, I want to put it out. So that's as far as style-wise, that's what I'm thinking. But the compilations are going to be a little different because you don't want 12 for the first comp was 12 songs. This one's 23 songs that's coming out soon. You don't want 12 to 23 songs that sound pretty similar. You don't want Celebration Guns, There's Danger, and Sun System, and then like five songs from each of us and have that be a comp. Like that just, it's going to get a little boring. And there was this compilation that Tooth and Nail did called I'm Your Biggest Fan. And I just love that compilation. Like there was just such a widespread of stuff, but it all still had a unique and creative and kind of subversive quality to the music that I really appreciated. So with the first compilation of Straight Outta Comp, so that's what kicked everything off with Lumberjerk Records. I picked some band, like I kind of stayed very familiar and comfortable for the most part with bands I knew. I picked a couple of St. Joseph bands I wanted to include since it was technically going to be a St. Joseph thing, and I had already planned on asking Paper Foxes and The Lonesome Wilderness and Luau, but they didn't get a song on there because they eventually broke up, ruined my life.
He just cried, by the
way. Wiping a tear off his face.
For those at home, I want to share with you that there was a tear that was shed.
But I was excited that Sun System's song would be in there. And, I guess I should mention the way this all started, I just remembered, was actually it was supposed to be like a split, and actually Evan brought up the idea of doing a split.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You guys mentioned
before. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. So Celebration Guns and Luau were going to do a split. And I was like, I don't think that's I didn't feel like that was enough to be super interesting. So I thought, well, let's include Sun System, make it a three-way split. And then I don't remember who I was thinking to be the fourth band. But by the time we had four different bands contributing to this supposed split, I was like, well, just make it a compilation.
I came from out of town, and I shared the story. I went to, you know, Stinkweeds, and I was like, hey, what are some cool bands to listen to, or how do I get involved in the local scene? And this is no disrespect to the man that was behind the counter. Him and I have bonded over our love for jazz and Kerouac and things like that, which is really cool. But I asked him, like, what are some cool bands to check out, especially that do, like, psychedelic music? But by psychedelic, it's one of those things that's based on your perspective of what is psychedelic music. You know, like, you could do the Animal Collective, you could do, like, the Brian Jonestown, just, like, add reverb and strummy chords, and it could be garage rock. It could be anything.
Yeah,
I think
more Brian Jonestown, if you say psychedelic. That's just me. But, everyone has their own perspective.
I asked that, and he gave me some names, and I looked them up, and the thing was, I don't think any of the three bands he gave me at the time really kind of piqued my interest. But I think what you're doing by providing, you know, tons and tons of bands, you're providing maybe a template of who maybe to check out. But they're so various that, like, if I'm looking for one certain genre to be fulfilled here, I might find something else different that I didn't know exist. Like Actual Baby, that first track on the first comp.
Yeah.
That the takeaway, I was like, I wish I could write music like that. I wouldn't have known that if you didn't provide that example. And like, you were kind of being like a Sherpa to the local scene. At that time, I wanted something different, and I didn't know what was available, I guess is what I'm saying. And what you're providing is, you know, a blueprint of like-minded creative people. You're providing, I guess now it would be like 36 different examples of local artists, and you know, I think that this is something that I hope you continue in the future. I think you will. You have that drive, or it'll pivot and do something different.
Yeah,
but you know, your whole vision for this piece is to kind of provide a spotlight on local artists, and I think that's what we're trying to do with this podcast, and that's what you're trying to do. And I think there's a lot of that energy in the city of Phoenix. And I applaud everything that you're doing in the local scene. I think that, you know, you're not one of those individuals that focuses on what's best for myself and my own self-interest. It's more of a collective type of mentality. And that's kind of how I feel like we as a band also kind of go about things.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm showering you with praise.
You're so nice.
I try.
So the first comp, I felt like I was being a little bit safe in my selections, because I did choose either bands from St. Joseph or bands that I just, you know, Celebration Guns had played with a bunch. I'd say the newer band that I wasn't familiar with was Strelitzia.
They're really, really
and they
good.
Are very
talented. I love them in the comp.
Yeah. And this band, Good Old Joel, which I'd sort of just seen around and heard, but they weren't necessarily, you know, friends that I'd played with or anything. So those are kind of the two newer ones I put on there. But I definitely played it safe. I'm not really sure why. Like, I could have done more songs, but it felt overwhelming. I mean, it is quite a bit of work to lock down all these bands, because bands aren't always super reliable and timely. Definitely.
Everybody has day jobs. Everybody has families.
Yeah, and I always make the mistake of giving the real deadline on anything when I should give it a week earlier. Mm-hmm. So I thought on Volume 2, which will technically be our fourth release, so the first one is Straight Outta Comp. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of a dumb name, but...
No, I think it's... I think
it's hard to name a comp.
It has name... you can remember it.
The recognition. Oh, and so a fun thing about Straight Outta Comp is when we did the artwork, and Charles from Saddles and Actual Baby, the first track of Straight Outta Comp that you mentioned, and Palm Springs Eternal, which is on our next comp, he's done a lot of the artwork. And I told him, like, hey, let's try to do, like, straight up, Straight Outta Comp. You know, just take the logo and just delete the ton from Straight Outta Compton, and then just put Volume 1 at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we had. The cover was going to be like the huge, if you could probably picture the logo in your head of Straight Outta Compton. Because it was, and for a while people were like making memes with changing it a little bit.
They had the app, right?
Yeah. So that was the original cover.
Like a typesetting.
The cassette place was like, we can't do this. There's a copyright issue here. That's a very popular thing. And people are going to this and that. I'm like, really? You can't, like, just give this small label with 50 likes on Facebook just to, you know,
give a pass.
This stupid logo just to put out some tapes. So that actually delayed things to such an irritating extent that the tapes did not show up by the release show. And I was very unhappy about that because I decided to order 100 instead of 50 because I thought, you know, well, with that release show, we'll sell a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And now I just have a whole bunch of Straight Outta Compton Volume 1 cassettes.
So what you're saying is when we get to the show at the end of the month, everyone should shell out some cash. Are they on sale?
I'm trying to come up with like package deals so I can clear out some of this Straight Outta Compton 1 stuff. But yeah, so that was our little controversy with Straight Outta Compton. So we changed it to more feature that Lumberjerk logo that my wife Brittany drew up, which I think is kind of fun, has become sort of iconic. And iconic is very exaggerating because iconic between like, you know, I don't know, 100 people that probably have seen it.
That's all you need, man. That's all you need.
You need an icon to sort of represent.
So I wanted to kind of bring it back to the release. So what are some notable mentions on Volume 2? I know you mentioned Palms Eternal. I think that's one of the bands.
Palm Springs Eternal.
Yeah. So who else is on the comp outside of obviously us and Celebration Guns and Palm Springs Eternal? What are some notable mentions?
If you don't mind, I could go briefly through each band because I would hate to miss somebody.
I was trying to find it. I couldn't really.
So there's this new band called Celebration Guns. Just kidding.
They're still hot right now.
That's my band. We are on the comp. We're releasing a new song called Pangea on the compilation, and there'll be a video coming out shortly after. This guy, Jordan Marawa, singer, songwriter guy, and he did a video for Pangea. His song closes out the comp because it is the only acoustic singer-songwriter song on the comp. So then we got Sun System with Sweeter Than Heaven. You know, that's from a few months ago, but I really like that song. And then There Is Danger, Mirror Eyes. So their compilation that Lumberjerk put out, that's the third release. They performed last night. Yeah, it's a 17-minute movement.
So that was the one with the, I didn't want to really spoil it too much, but there is like a breaking point in that song where it goes from actual lyrics to another, I don't want to give too much away.
Spoken word piece.
Yeah, and it becomes an instrumental, and then it kind of builds up. But that, I think that's the one that we're talking about here. That was a really good song. It had a lot of movement in it.
Mirror Eyes Part 1 is what's on the comp, and that's the first 3 minutes of the 17-minute movement. Mm-hmm. I really like that song.
Yeah.
Going in order of my original notes, there's this band called Black Paw. That's members of Rumspringer. They practice next door to us at our practice space. It's kind of more of old man beard punk. Yeah, because I played in a band like that called Come On Young a few years ago.
I go to like NoFX on that in my mind.
No, it's a little more like Hot Water Music than NoFX.
Gotcha.
So Palm Springs Eternal, which we've mentioned. So that's Charles is singing, Charles from Saddles, an actual baby. He's doing vocals. And then there's this guy, Chucky Duff. I'm not super familiar. I had to actually read an article.
Is that a pseudonym? Because that seems like a fake name.
I think this is his actual name.
Duff Man.
I had to look up an article about him so I wasn't like misquoting anything because he's kind of a notorious guy in Arizona, not just in the scene, but in business sense. So Chucky Duff, he was in this band called Deer in the Headlights, and they're popular here, but they got national attention, and they're really good. He played bass in that band. And I think he was also, now when I say part owner, it may also just be like an investment type of thing, but I believe he's part owner / investing in Flying Blanket Studios, which is where we did, Celebration Guns did our last EP, The Rebel Lounge, and Cobra Arcade Bar.
Wow.
Their song is really good. I mean, they're well-written songs, so I'm excited to have that be a part of it. Their very first show is going to be the release weekend that we're going to talk about in a minute. Soft Deadlines is on there. I have a really soft spot in my heart for post-punk.
You need to take Viagra, bro.
Post-punk and angular guitar lines. And I love that type of music. Yeah. So so I've been friends with them for a while.
And we did a show with them recently, too. I love
that. Yep. So I'm happy to have them be a part of it. Phantom Party.
Nice.
The bassist of Phantom Party does a podcast. Yeah, R.I.P. They broke up a few weeks after we asked them. That's part of the story of the show I'll get into, but they were supposed to play the first night of our two-night release event, but they broke up. Their bassist does Getting Stoked, which is a podcast that Sun System and Celebration Guns have been on. And they're a solid, fun band. They've been around for a few years, and they have a good song in there called Holy Roller. We got Broken Girls from Affluent Backgrounds. And you guys, the Sun Sessions, did an interview with them about this song called Asynchronous Pulse.
We did. We got a little metaphysical too in that.
You did.
We did. We got weeds.
That song's on there. Troubled Minds, they're going to be on there. They're kind of more of like a punky emo type of band. Zodiac Bash is very post-punk, like chaotic noise. I don't even know how to describe it. It's probably going to be one of the weirdest songs on the comp, but in a good way.
Good. Yeah. Change it up.
Built by Animals. These guys were in a band called You Know This Moses. And I thought they were really cool, and I really wanted to support like what they were doing, and sort of fell out of touch over the years, but they would check in every once in a while and be like, hey, here's a song. And then when, you know, I ended up label, they were like, here's a song. I'm like, I don't know. You know, like, I don't really have anything for this right now, but I told them about this comp the last time they sent some music. I'm like, well, we could use this on a comp. This time around, they sent a whole new song I hadn't heard yet, called The Man I Could Be. And so I was like, well, let's put that on the Straight Outta Comp. So they're probably, they're, I don't know if I want to say they're newer, but they might be a little more unknown. So that song's on there, Built by Animals. Shallow, which you guys kind of actually turned me on to.
Yeah, we played with them a few times. They're awesome.
I really like them, and I like this song. It's called Out of Focus. I like this song a lot. The more I listen to it, the more it's become one of my favorite songs on the comp. So I'm really happy to have them be a part of it.
And they're solid. Good people.
They are solid. Yep. Willetta. Willetta is another band I don't know too well. I know one person in it, but I really like their music, and they originally said they're going to have a new song ready for this. Mm-hmm. And at the last minute, they said, well, it's not going to be ready by your deadline, and I didn't want to exclude them.
So it's a soft deadline they gave you.
They gave me a soft deadline. So I went on, I was like, well, let's just use one of your songs that you already have then from like your most recent. I did that with like two or three bands. Like, you don't have anything new yet. Let's just use something from your most recent release. And they're like, cool. And then I went and looked on Spotify, and they were all 5 minutes or above. And I was trying to keep things a little bit lower to fit more bands. But there's a song called Feel. It is going to be the longest song on the comp. It's 5.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But it's really good. So I'm okay with that being on there.
Cool.
And taking a little bit longer because I just love listening to it. No Volcano is a band I've heard about for a few years and seem to have a good reputation. I remember listening to them and thinking, this is really good stuff. They've been really cool to work with, just very like supportive. Like, as soon as I started talking to him about this, he just sent out invites to like everyone he knew to like the Lumberjerk Records page, which I should ask all these bands to do, is to get people to like Lumberjerk Records. So there's more. Now we're up to 121.
We'll plug.
Likes
First plug.
Something. Yeah.
We'll plug it in later.
Please play Lumberjerk Records on Facebook. Okay, another band, Tripod. So you guys are familiar with the band Twin Ponies?
Yes.
And the band Dent?
Yes.
So Tripod is everyone from Twin Ponies except for the singer, and I don't think they originally planned it to be like that, like to exclude just Wayne, the singer. But it's all of them except for the singer, and instead they have the guitarist of Dent. He's not their singer.
No?
No, Jeff is like kind of bass guitar,
right?
Bass and guitar. Josh John is the guy's name. He does guitar tapping. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I could say he does vocals too in Dent.
Okay.
So he's in the band. They're really good. I love the song. It's called Deterred, but like deterred, but they spelled it D-T-U-R-D.
So like detour.
Like D with a turd.
Oh, turd.
Is how, that's how they spelled it. I don't know why, but I love this song. They're newer. I have told them, like, I'd be down to put something out for you guys. Like, that's how strongly I feel about their music.
Like a release.
Yeah, so we'll see if that happens. But I'm glad they're going to be a part of it. There's a band called Duaneo.
Yeah, we know.
So Duaneo played a show with Celebration Guns and Sun System. They are really good. I played in a metalcore band called Last 10 Minutes with the drummer of Duaneo in, like, 2004.
Oh, he's awesome.
Duaneo is a band I've been following for a bit. Actually, that band Spoiled I mentioned that was on St. Joseph. This is one of the guy's newer projects. I was excited to have him be a part of it. This song, Space Cadet, by Duaneo, is so good. There's something about like the 90s indie, I don't know, Pavement, etc., Built to Spill. I feel like this song comes the closest to that.
It's really interesting you say that, because I do remember like listening to them before, and I guess the expectation of what it would be in a live context was very much different than what it was.
Yeah, live, they're very heavy. They really only have one song that's like that. Playboy Man Baby are on the comp as well.
That's awesome.
I've been a fan and friend of Robbie's for quite a while. So I talked to him about using a song from their new album, and at the time that we finally actually got around to picking the song and talking about a song, I told him, we are strapped for time, so the shorter the better, and he said, we got you covered. So he just sent me the album and was like, pick one. And I listened to every song and wrote down the ones I liked the most, and I didn't just pick this one because it's the shortest, but they have this song called The Fun. That's a minute and 20 seconds.
That's awesome.
So that's, I was happy to use that one. Point. So it's just going to be a punch in the face. Good. In the middle of, like, I'd say most of these songs are on the lighter indie-ish side. You're not going to hear a lot of super heavy stuff. There are a few screaming moments, mostly from Zodiac Bash. Mostly it's on the lighter indie side, and then Playboy Man Baby is just like punk AF. then there's Fine China. So the thing about Fine China is, they actually put out a couple albums on Tooth & Nail Records. So I had heard of them as early as like 2000. They've been around for quite a while, and they are based out of Arizona. They put out an album in 2005 that I really like, and then there was nothing from them until like a few months ago. They just put out an album called Not Thrilled. And there's a song in there called The Light of Spring that I really like. It's actually the opening track. A Blackbird En Route is another band, kind of like a mathy, tappy, emo type band. I saw them play a few months back and really enjoyed it. And then there is Elna Ray.
I have heard of Elna Ray.
They would fit well on a show with you guys. They're kind of more on like the Beach Fossils end of shoegazy.
Okay. Oh, cool.
But they have a good vibe. They're getting some attention lately, and I really like this song that it's called Turkish Silvers.
Okay.
And then Kole Zanka, or maybe yes. Call it Kole Zanka. Because there's an accent over to Z, I don't know what that means. There's a song, Snow Cone Summer, by them that is just so compelling to me because I feel like the lyrics have this really deep and dark meaning that I don't know for sure. But every time I listen to songs, all I can think about. Like the lyric, it's just one of those songs where lyrically it just like punches you in the gut and like you want to know more. I really like this song, so that's going to be a good addition to the comp. And then the Edisons, they contributed this song, and I was able to listen to the songs, and the one I like the most is the closer of the recent EP that Celebration Guns and Sun System played their release back in August.
That's so incestuous.
It's called Grin Reaper.
It's
really
a good song.
Really like that song.
Yeah.
And that would make 23 songs.
Wow.
Damn. So thank you guys so much for listening to us about the many things we're kind of promoting. We have some shows coming up. Maybe Justin would like to take us out with those big shows coming up at the end of the month.
No.
Fuck you. Do your goddamn... stay in your lane.
I'm going to do my lumber job now.
Your lumber job.
So, the official announcement is we have a release weekend at Yucca Tap Room, April 27th and April 28th. I thought it'd be a really good opportunity to have Palm Springs Eternal. Okay, it's these dudes' first show. You know, like, this is going to be overall a really good lineup. I decided, well, why don't I take a chance and ask Fine China to play? I didn't think they would. They don't really play shows much. In fact, when I asked their label, he said, I'll pass it along to them, but they don't really play live shows much. But they eventually got back and said that they'd want to do it. And I was surprised because Yucca Tap Room seems more of like a punk dive type of bar. But they, you know, they were down to do it. And I was really excited. And I thought, so that's what that night was at that point was Palm Springs Eternal, Celebration Guns, Fine China, Playboy Man Baby. To me, that's like, wow, that's a good lineup.
That's a great lineup.
Although the three bands don't necessarily fit with Playboy Man Baby at all, but that's okay. You can mix it up. And then Robbie was like, what if we did two nights of music? And I do have this band from Seattle that's coming through. So they're playing. He's like, they got to play that night on Saturday the 28th. Otherwise, you can pick, you know, whoever you want to play. So I hit up my boy Sun System because I want to get them on some of that action. So Sun System's playing April 28th at Yucca.
And then Saturday, right?
That's the Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then No Volcano is also playing. And then Robbie said, why don't we use both sides of the venue? Because Yucca Tap Room has a side bar that kind of has more craft beer and it has a pool table. Mm-hmm. Whereas the main bar has the stage and it's basically just a bar and a stage and that's it. They don't normally have bands on the side bar, but they said, well, maybe it can be softer bands or something on the other side. I was getting pretty close to locking down Saturday. And then Robbie was like, oh, they have 80s night that night on that side of the bar. So
yeah,
for Saturday, the night you guys are playing.
Yeah.
So what I did was, since Elna Ray was confirmed, I brought him on to open your show. So On Saturday, April 28th, we got El Nerey, then Sun System, then No Volcano, then Porn Bloopers, and then Playboy Man Baby.
That's going to be awesome.
It is going to be really awesome.
Awesome.
And then on Friday, April 27th, we're starting with Jordan Murawa. Then we're going over to the stage side, Palm Springs Eternal. Then we got MAP. Then we got Celebration Guns. Then we have a Blackbird en route. And then we have Fine China. And then Willetta. And then Playboy Man Baby. So it's a pretty epic weekend between the two nights.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's it's a lot to coordinate with the shows and getting the songs together and getting the CDs and the tapes ordered. I mean, like, it's not like it's some crazy job that I like hate doing.
It's a lot.
I love
parts,
I actually love it.
Yeah,
I love having these things to focus on and work on. But I think it's gonna turn into such an epic weekend that I couldn't have ever anticipated, and I'm very grateful to Playboy Man Baby for letting
thank you guys
us do that. And there's an episode if you like doing cross listening with me and Robbie from Playboy Man Baby with Getting Stoked that's coming out sometime around the same time as this. If you want to hear more about.
Yeah, I think you said
their story
Monday. Right?
I think on Monday, which means nothing to anyone listening. Which Monday? But sometime soon.
You know, Monday.
That'll be out there if you want to hear, his side of it and everything and like about that band. But I'd like to close the podcast by I just found this list of pretend business names we came up with when we were at breakfast on the last day.
We didn't revisit this.
I'm curious. The bachelor party. So we have. Fatality, which is euthanasia by tea. We have Pause for Applause, which is a dog improv team. We have A Part Hide, which is a liposuction clinic. We have, I don't know, I don't really get this one. TPPPTTs, which is Urban Apparel Company. And last but not least, Burn Notice, app for your chlamydia. Congratulations, us. We win at life.
Yeah.
The last thing I should mention is
the
first volume is Straight Out of Comp went to charity, and this one will as well. The charity is donorschoose.org. Because the way our country is now is teachers can't afford to pay for their own school supplies because most places don't want to give money for that. And whether that is, Governor Doug Ducey, for example, who doesn't want to give any money to education, or if it's the money that does go to the school districts, there's some jerk-offs at the top who are allocating the money incorrectly. Whatever's happening, it's not going where it should. So it's really important to be able to fund these projects. And that is what all of the proceeds we make from that Lumberjerk release weekend are going 100% are going directly to classroom projects.
And I'll piggyback on that as an ex-teacher. That is a terrific thing that you're doing. And also, so buy the comp, donate money to this great cause, also get out and vote and overturn this terrible government that donates more money to privately owned prisons than it does to public education in the state.
Well, on a good note, Governor Ducey just sent 150 troops to the border. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like we were in a threat, imminent danger. So I'm really happy that the National Guard is going to the border to keep immigrants from getting
in. And that was sarcasm?
yeah. Well, I mean, the wall isn't built yet. And thank God that thing's being built. Because if I was a sixth grader and had an idea to keep immigrants out of the country, that's what I would say. If you put a wall up, they couldn't get over it. You're going to make it really tall.
But side note.
Make it tall enough for the airplanes also not to get in. That's mostly how it's happening.
Right, we need a force field, bro.
But, you know.
Force field. Oh my, dude, if Trump could come up with the force field for our country.
How can we fund the EPA and everybody else to get involved?
Healthcare is done. Education's done. Force field in.
Anyways, so please continue following us. If you add us to your iTunes subscription, you'll get these. It should be monthly. If you'd like to be on our podcast in the future, if you're a band or a musician or any type of artist, we would love to talk to you about your creative process and how you've kind of come to where you are at. So this is a shout out to other bands, other artists, and
please email us at sunsystemband@gmail.com.
We're nice people, I promise. We only come off like jerks in public.
Talk flirty to me.
We're lumber jerks. So
all right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.